expressed Baudrillard's concept of hyperreality. His concept of hyperreality is closely linked to his idea of simulacrum, which he defines as something which replaces reality with its representations. He observes that the contemporary world is a simulacrum where reality has been replaced by false images to such an extent that one cannot distinguish between the real and the unreal. So in this context, he made the controversial statement that the Gulf War did not take place, pointing out that the reality of the Gulf War was presented to the world in terms of representation by the media. So in his book, Simulations, Baudrillard offered four basic historic phases of the sign. First is, there is truth, a basic reality which is faithfully represented, for example, as in the paintings of L.S. Lowry, which represent the monotony and repetitiveness of life in the 20th century Britain. Second is, reality exists, but it is distorted in representation, as in the Victorian artist John Atkinson Grimshaw's paintings of Liverpool and Hull. That is, life in these cities were grim and dull, but the paintings present a glamorized and romanticized image. So first is, there is a truth and basic reality which is faithfully represented. Second is, reality exists, but it is distorted in representation. Third is, reality does not exist, but this fact is hidden through representations that feigns the reality. For example, Rene Magritte's paintings in which what is shown beyond the window is not reality, but another sign which has no semblance with reality. Fourth is, there is no relationship between the reality and representation, because there is no real to reflect. That is the example, the abstract paintings of Mark Rothko. So according to Baudrillard, Western society has entered this fourth phase of the hyper-real. So first is, there is truth, a basic reality which is faithfully represented. Second is, reality exists but is distorted in representation. Third is, reality does not exist, but this fact is hidden through representation that feigns the reality. And fourth is, there is no relationship between the reality and representation, because there is no real to reflect. So in the age of the hyperreal, the image or simulation dominates, and the age of production has given way to this age of simulation, where products are sold even before they exist. So the simulacrum pervades every level of existence. Examples of contemporary everyday life include the creation and remolding of virtual selves, that is, in internet chat rooms and discussion groups, and the 24-hour news channels that bombard us with information. It proves that the representation is more important than what is being represented.